fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Joining me now is Lieutenant Governor candidate. He's running with Ralph Norman, Adam Morgan. Good morning, Adam Morgan.
Good morning. Good morning, Tara. It has been a whirlwind since Ralph picked me last Friday, and we are crisscrossing the state campaigning. And I've learned something. You know, I have 3 kids under 8, and this is the first time I've done a statewide campaign. And yesterday when we were talking and they were a little bored, they caught a frog. And they brought the frog in the car. Then they lost the frog in the car, and we discovered that he was lost on the highway. And it gave me a great lead-in for a stump speech at the next event. I got to tell everybody it's okay because I'm used to dealing with slimy swamp creatures. So my kids are helping me in my campaign, but we're all over. We're down in Charleston today, and just very excited to be on the ticket with Ralph Norman. I've told everybody he's the real deal. You know, I served for 6 years in the legislature. And fighting in the Freedom Caucus every single day for the citizens of South Carolina on every issue. And the whole idea was Ralph Norman's. It was Ralph Norman and Jim DeMint who came to me and several of the legislators and said, hey, look, we got this great thing going with the Conservative Freedom Caucus in Congress. We should bring it to the state, get organized and on mission and on message every single day, fighting on every issue. And we did it. And it's just been such a game changer for the state. And people ask me all the time, well, why Norman over the other guys? And I tell them, guys, Norman has already, at every level that he has fought, been leading the charge to change this state in a conservative direction. And every other candidate claims now to be conservative because it's election time. But if you look at their record, they don't show up for you. They leave you hanging, or, you know, like Pam Yvette and Alan Wilson, they actually work against conservatives. So we got a once-in-a-lifetime chance to really get a strong DeSantis-like governor in South Carolina, and that's Ralph Norman. And I hope we don't miss it. I hope you all get to the polls today or on June 9th and vote for Ralph Norman.
Remarkable. You're both Freedom Caucus, and that is a very conservative group of legislators, Ralph Norman in Congress and you at the State House. Now, Adam Morgan, when I do these interviews, all the other candidates contact me demanding equal time. So I want to be clear, if Pam Yvette would just let us know who her lieutenant governor candidate will be, I would be more than happy to give them equal time.
I don't know that you're going to get that one. Maybe it's Henry Jr. Maybe it's not. But, you know, either way, people are so tired of the same old, same old. We can't afford another 8 or 16 years of crumbling roads and high taxes and bloated budgets and rampant unplanned growth and selling the farm to lobbyists. I mean, that's the truth. Most of these guys, they are running for office and are running to serve lobbyists and special interests. And we're just simply not. I mean, they spend tons of money against the Freedom Caucus, against Ralph, against myself. And, you know, I think that's a badge of honor. I've made the right enemies in politics because I'm willing to ask tough questions, expose bad spending, and actually put amendments up to cut it. And that's what Ralph is proposing. I mean, he wants a full forensic audit of every state agency. He wants to offer a clear across the board budget cuts in his executive budget. I mean, imagine how different this is going to be. He wants to actually implement zero based budgeting. He wants every agency to start with $0. And then you tell us why you need it and prove why you actually need the money you're getting. That's on state law. And yet we've never done it. That's day one in Norman administration. I'm excited to make South Carolina more like what Trump is doing in D.C. with all the federal employees that are just disappearing and the positions that are disappearing and they're saving tons of money. Time to bring that to South Carolina. We've got unpaid positions that we're funding in the budget. We've got employees that are bad employees that are unneeded. We're going to expose the waste, fraud, and abuse. We're going to get rid of a lot of these unneeded positions, and we're going to use all of that savings to cut income tax and actually fund the core government functions like roads, bridges, schools, and the important things that, people actually care about.
Adam Morgan, what really sets, in your opinion, you guys apart from everybody else in the pack?
A track record and actual conservative credentials and platform. You know, everybody claims to be conservative, but if you really listen, it's all fluff. They don't give you details of what they're actually going to do. And if you look at the track record, they've actually never done it. I mean, look at Alan Wilson, for example. When I was served in the State House, we found out there was CRT being taught in our schools, specifically in Lexington.
What is CRT? Critical race theory. Okay.
Yeah, it was that all that indoctrination for kids and teaching them that that one race is better than another, and that, you know, and it also had a lot of the gender theory, all that liberal trash that they were using to indoctrinate kids. And this was in schools. We caught a video of one of the people who was teaching it. She's literally instructing teachers in how to go around state law to teach this. On video, she said, "I'm looking for co-conspirators to break state law. We got to teach this when the parents aren't aware." And this video is sent to us from teachers. We send it to the attorney general. And he says, I don't really want to touch that. Can't y'all do something about that? And we're like, you're the attorney general. You're the chief enforcement officer. What are you talking about? So we had to file a lawsuit, one, and got the program pulled out of the schools. But why in the world are legislators having to do the job of the attorney general? And now he wants to be governor? And Pamela Vett, she's the one. It's their executive budget that they offer every year that included this year massive amounts for climate change research, commerce slush funds, entire DEI agencies, DEI at all the colleges and universities, lewd art exhibits, and drag queen shows, and on and on and on. Those days are gone under our administration. Our budget is going to be the leanest budget this state maybe has ever seen, and we are going to actually target these agencies and this liberal funding, and there is no way it's getting past us. And we're actually going to go after the liberals and the rhinos in these positions and call them out and even endorse against them. And by the way, Ralph has done that. Once again, all the other guys, they've endorsed against conservatives in the past. You've got literally every other candidate has openly attacked or endorsed against the Freedom Caucus, every single one of them, except Ralph Norman, who has endorsed all of the Freedom Caucus members and even recruited some to run for office. So you talk about structural change. If you want lasting structural change, somebody that will use the position and the platform to advance conservatism, it's Ralph Norman. Somebody that's got a clear plan, zero-based budgeting, fixing the roads, exposing the waste, fighting on all of the important cultural issues that, you know, Pam made her money from DEI. Everybody pushes that. And yeah, that's true. So you think that we're really going to have a cultural win in South Carolina, or are we going to keep trending the way of Atlanta when they're pushing things like Hollywood tax subsidies, Adam, to coax those companies here?
Adam Morgan, real quick, got a text line question. We got a minute left. How is Ralph Norman on immigration? What is the plan there?
Yeah, I'd say we're by far the strongest. I mean, you got to remember the bill that the establishment tried to push through was to expand illegal immigrant workplace licensure in South Carolina, and the Freedom Caucus killed it, and Ralph Norman helped us expose that and blast that out and let everybody know about it. We want to make South Carolina inhospitable to illegal immigrants, making it harder for them to live and operate here because they're breaking the law. That's what we're going to be focused on.
Adam Morgan, where can they find your campaign and Ralph's campaign?
Yeah, just check out Ralph Norman's campaign website. And whatever you do, this is our one golden opportunity for a strong conservative ticket. Go to the polls, vote today, vote on June 9th, and tell everyone you know, because this is a turnout election and we have a chance to take back our state.
Thanks for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
Thanks for having me on.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
In the annals of fake hate, which apparently needed to be manufactured because there wasn't enough of the real kind, folks, the latest revelations in the Southern Poverty Law Center case. Oh, my.
Listen to the details here. The Justice Department unveiling shocking new details in its case against the Southern Poverty Law Center, alleging the civil rights group spent more than $4 million in donor funds to pay informants with ties to the Ku Klux Klan. The organization was first indicted on fraud charges back in April. But in an expanded indictment this week, the DOJ alleges some of that money was spent on robes for the KKK, cross-burning supplies, and recruiting members into hate groups. The Southern Poverty Law Center denies the claim, saying, quote, this apparent superseding indictment attempts to shore up the flaws of the initial charges, but it changes nothing.
By the way, they also paid for social media posts that were racist. All right, folks, this is how they hose, the Democrat Party hoses its own followers. They need to keep them in a constant state of terror and panic. They need to convince them constantly they are living through a revolution and they must pick up arms. They must fight in the streets. They have to keep up the fear. It started with, well, you know, Putin is a Nazi, as we know, and a fascist, and he controls Donald Trump. You're living through a fascist revolution. They're trying to steal your democracy all the way on up to Hitler, 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 Nazi, fascist revolution. What do you get? You get Graham Plattner. They think the only way out to fight is with violence. Folks, nobody's focusing on how Graham Plattner became popular because he sold himself to his audience as an Antifa super soldier who recruited and did training for the Socialist Rifle Club. They think they need an armed revolution. It's all the same story. They're in a panic. What happened is really they just lost an election. That's it. But their leadership whips them into such a frenzy. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is a key part of that. But it's also what people like Graham Plattner are coming out of. Listen to this. One of the guys that they paid was with the Socialist Party, the National Socialist Party of America, right? And what was this guy doing? Well, he was also with the Aryan Nation. He wanted to get out. They said, no, 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 stay in, recruit, do all of this stuff. This is the same nexus Graham Plattner has come out of. It's because the Democrats have fed it and funded it. There is an absolute nexus there between socialism and anti-Semitism and the racism that you saw from Graham Platner, who hates black people, who hates Jews, and who hates women. That's why they're on the rise. They're on a raft of Southern Poverty Law cash. They were going to die, these groups. And Southern Poverty Law Center kept them alive. And then their donors gave them money. See, look at all these terrible social media posts. Wow, they're racist. Hell, help us fight them. And they did $790 million in net assets for the Southern Poverty Law Center, wealthier than many colleges and universities. Just another one of the Democrat scams. And folks, it's all connected, as I tell you every day. It's all the same story. Look what just happened in Minneapolis. You see what happened there? Let me rewind for a second so I can set this up, okay? You probably don't remember the first Trump inauguration, not the second one, the first. Go look at the pictures online. Some of them are still on Google. Block after block after block after block burning in downtown DC. A limo exploded, bombed, because it was thought a Trump supporter was going to a reception in it for Donald Trump. Turned out it was actually another guy. Oops. Blocks on fire. Businesses burned down. Anybody know what happened to those activists? Do you ever hear anything about them again? I mean, that's so much worse than January 6th, right? Charges dropped. Why? About a year and a half later by DC prosecutors. Trump, remember, did not control the Justice Department at that time. He never took control of it in his first term. That wasn't him. Remember, because Rod Rosenstein was running the place because they'd already kicked out Jeff Sessions. Remember all that? Dropped the charges. A little fire here, a little explosion there. Yeah, attempted murder of somebody who could or could not have been in the limo. No big deal. They know what the deal is, folks. That's why we're losing control of blue territory. It's not American. Look what just happened in Minneapolis. All charges dropped. Now, that church riot, where they were asked point blank by the minister, please leave. And they refused to. That is classic trespassing. They dropped the charges. Why? They know, those activists need to know you're not going to have a criminal record after you commit crimes, after you violate local statutes and laws. Charges dropped. You think they would have dropped charges for us if we interrupted some sort of Democrat gathering? No, buried under the jail. And that's how the street mob comes for you in these places. They know there's no justice. Now, think about how else this works. Police don't come. Remember, the police wouldn't come in response to their calls to 911 at that church. What does that end up, folks? I'm telling you, we're going to get to the point where they lock you in a building and burn it down. And the police don't come. That's where they're going. Remember when the mayor of Portland called out the left and said, no, you cannot barricade federal agents in their buildings and hammer plywood into the building and then throw a Molotov cocktail through and try to burn it down. And you know why he didn't want it? Because there were attached condo units. He said, you're going to kill innocent people. This is where this is going. This is deliberate. It's all connected. All of it. When the street thugs know the police will not come. Look at what just happened to Delaney Hall. Let me give you another example. It's New Jersey, right? All those violent thugs, including the one who told those ICE agents, I see your face, I ripped off your mask, I'm going to kill you, your wife, and your children. Those people will never be prosecuted locally. What happened at Delaney Hall? You've seen the visual, and that's, of course, an ICE center, right, where they violently rioted. You see all the pictures on Fox of the ICE agents bleeding more than one? Why was that out of control? They called the police, and the police would not come. Why did they need the police? Well, because the building is federal property, but the sidewalk and the streets are state property. Police wouldn't come. State police wouldn't come. And so they had to fight for their lives by themselves against violent street thugs funded by the Chinese Communist Party via Neville Singham, which is merged with the Democrat Party. See, I put it all together. I just a whole week's stories in one segment because it's all the same story. And we don't understand the extent to which they are coming for us. And in this system of violence, thuggery, and socialism, the violence they think to get, they need to get themselves out of this because their leaders have lied to them on the Democrat side. Graham Platner rises. He didn't rise despite a Nazi tattoo. He rose because of it. Understand that. This is popular on the left. By the way, did you see this? Eric Erickson actually broke this. I don't usually listen to him, but he was right on this. Democrat Party's moving away from gun control. Did you see that? They're going to keep it on the down low now. Have you noticed we haven't heard much about guns from them lately? Despite many mass shootings? Why? Because their followers are beginning to train. Socialist Rifle Club of Maine. Graham Plattner was a recruiter. They're like, huh, arm revolution might be kind of cool. Because of Benjamin Song, folks. Trantifa cell tried to execute ICE agents at that ICE facility. Opened fire. They all got 20 years each. What were they doing? Train armed revolution. And all of a sudden, the Democrat Party steps back from gun control. Why? Well, they don't want to make their violent armed base angry. The one they're priming with lies to come after, guess who? You, me. I need to wake up, folks. Need to wake up. Beginning of the Biden administration, Biden's administration let it be known that they weren't going to be doing these workplace raids anymore. Nah, illegals could come right in and take American jobs, screw Americans, and everything would be fine. Employers took full advantage. Now, there were some workplace raids during that era, but most of it was targeted toward, you know, violent, dangerous illegals, that the few that Biden did pick up. It wasn't for employment. That all changed yesterday, and that's why the South Carolina raid at Abbeville made national, actually 2 days ago, made national news. Because not just were 50 illegals frog marched out of there, those who hired them were too, the manager and the HR person. So at a national level, this is why this made national news. In fact, it trended in the top 10 on our app that we have, that we monitor this for a bit. Why? This is a warning to employers everywhere. You can be arrested too. And it happened in South Carolina. So that's good. That's fantastic. We need to see these raids all the time. We need fear in the boardroom. Now, watch what happens next. Because I got to tell you, I'm perfectly happy with the HR director and the manager doing some time in prison. They should. Because we need HR directors and regular middle-class management people who do this kind of hiring, and it's fraudulent, against the law, to begin to turn on the shiny shoes suits and say, no, I'm sorry, I can't do this. I don't want to miss my kid's graduation. I can't go to prison for you. And that's what's going to bring this system down. Now, what I really hope is we see them turn the management, flip the management, in other words, the lower level management, the manager, the HR director, against the boardroom. I desperately want to see a guy in a suit with shiny shoes frog marched out. Oh, I want to see that all day long. Getting the illegal immigrants is awesome, good, but the change doesn't happen until the boardroom gets a boot through it. Now, do you notice the timing of this raid? Hilarious, right? It's a direct response to the station. End of the show. I've been pointing out for a year now. Where's Palmetto Pen? Because Pam Evett first came on this show just shy of a year ago and promised me Palmetto Pen, man. We're going to do exactly what Florida's do. Has it been? No, been a year. Why? Bush money runs this state. This is Lindsey Graham's machine. Lindsey Graham and Henry McMaster's machine. Lindsey Graham is the original amnesty guy. You're not going to see a raid in this state. So they got to pretty themselves up for election. So the raid finally happens the week before the election. You kidding me? Do not fall for this. Look who was involved here. South Carolina Law Enforcement Division Chief Mark Keel. That's McDisaster. It's our governor, Henry McMaster, who has done less than every other Republican governor in this country. Trump said, deputize highway patrol. Pass me a bill. Come on. Let me deputize your police. So when they're out in the field and some illegal gets a speeding ticket and he's wanted in Guatemala because he's an illegal, then he can just take him to ICE. That's how you catch and deport almost 15,000 in Florida. We do not have that here because Henry McMaster and Pam Hevet have refused to do it. And they lie to you too. They run around, oh, we got 287G. Yeah, that program's 30 years old, guys. I covered it in Charlotte when I was a kid as a reporter. 287G just processes people when they get arrested for crimes. That's nice. But our highway patrol SLED, our police officers need to be deputized as federal agents. And darn it, that's what Trump asked you to do over a year ago. And you spit in his face. So now it's the election and you want to look tough on illegal immigration. And the week before, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You want, folks, you're never going to see a raid like this again in this state after Tuesday. No, because the shiny shoes are who Henry McMaster and Pam Evitt do the ribbon cuttings with. The ones you'll never be invited to. So don't fall for this. Look, it's great that it's going on. I'm thrilled Trump has done this. But folks, I asked two AIs, Google and Grok, any other history of this like ever happening in this state? Major immigration raid? Ha! No, not in modern era. Available reporting, this is according to Google AI, available reporting indicates these type of large-scale on-site workplace raids are historically rare in the state of South Carolina. You bet they are! Because the open borders machine of Karl Rove and Lindsey Graham and McMaster controls this state. That's why I'm going to watch real close. Are they going to really put this on the manager and the HR director? Are they going to go up to the boardroom? Bet you they don't. Because they all donate. This is who's funding their campaigns, the machine in the state. And folks, let me tell you what this is, okay? What this really is. This is one massive tax evasion scheme. This is absolutely illegal labor. These are crimes. And I put it to you this way. I had a economics professor from Clemson on this show in the early days of the show. He's since retired. And he said, listen, back in 1986, the average wage in a chicken processing plant, it's nasty work, was $17 to $22, maybe high at $25. You've been there for a while. What would that make you? Lower middle class. You had a way out. If you screwed up, you had a way out. You dropped out of high school, maybe dishonorably discharged from the military. Maybe you and your friends got caught shoplifting when you were 18. People screw up. What can you do? You can do the nasty work at the chicken plant, but you're going to make good money and you're going to have dignity. And these shiny shoes, criminals, and folk, they're in a lot of the factories, including the big name ones in this state, profit off hiring illegal immigrant labor and busting down those wages. Do you know what that professor told me? He said, you know what the wages were in 1986? 18 to 22 bucks an hour, sometimes up to high of a 25. Do you know what they are today? 15 to 18. Not adjusted for inflation. That is generational theft. So now that guy who screwed up, because a lot of us screw up, but we're good people though, right? That's the Bible. That's the whole story of the Bible, right? You could go into one of these meat processing plants and be dependable. And they'd hire you with a record. And you could make good money and you could have dignity. And you know what? After a year or two, you might be a shift manager. And after that, you might be an assistant manager. And then after that, you might manage the plant. And maybe you get out, maybe you leave. And maybe you can put it behind you. Not anymore. They busted down those wages. They stole that. They stole that. And you know what the worst part of it is? The whole time, that guy who's got some little bit of, maybe one shoplifting, one DUI, something like that on his record, who could rehabilitate himself in the old honest system, never gets a break. Well, the people in the boardroom break the law year after year after year on a mass scale, stealing so much more than he ever did by shoplifting or DUI, whatever it was. And they get away with it. They get away with it, and they donate to these shiny shoes machine in this state, and they get away with it. And yesterday, there was a little bit of fear in that boardroom, but only because the machine in this state is up for election on Tuesday. I hope there's a lot of fear in that boardroom. And I hope today, across the upstate and across this state, you managers who listen to this show and assistant managers and HR people are going to the shiny shoes and saying, I can't do it. I can't risk being put in prison. I can't hire for you anymore. I can't commit fraud for you anymore. We can't do it anymore. That's a good thing. Too bad it took an election and this station blasting these people for a year to get it done. Did I not tell you? Because I knew it in my bones. You ever know things in your bones? I told you Graham Plattner has that Totenkopf tattoo of the SS. They ran the concentration camps. The Nazis' original street thugs, how they got in office, because he admires that they're killers. He admires that they are brutal to non-socialists, that they hurt them violently in the streets. And guess what? That's exactly what his ex-girlfriend just told us. Yeah, he's an Antifa super soldier, folks. That's all you need to know. That's why he's got the tattoo. What's really scary is that he got this far with the help of the Democrat media and endorsements by high-ranking Democrats who have only just now tried to stop him, and only because it looks like he has so much baggage he could lose. They're perfectly happy with this thug in office if they can get him there. Unbelievable.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.